I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns. Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Top Stories. I'm producer Chris, and for our 250th Top Story, we're going back in time to a highlight in America's great history of the patriarchy. Oh. Judge Kavanaugh was the hot topic for issue 4082 in October 2018.
Top story this week, and Hari, it's been an interesting time for the American patriarchy over the last couple of weeks with the hearings into Judge Kavanaugh and his alleged wrongdoings as a teenager. And it's raised some very interesting philosophical questions amidst the welter of, frankly, appalling behaviour by largely American white men, including the question, if a man cannot sexually assault someone as a teenager and still expect to hold public office at some point in the future, when on earth can he do it?
Oh, that's a very fair question. It's one that many of us have been grappling with over the last few months. And the answer, of course, is apparently it was a trick question. Your question was a trick question. You should never sexually assault a woman.
Oh, right. I mean that really throws a spanner in the works of the patriarchy.
It was a tried and true strategy, but now no longer.
Well, Donald Trump's reaction to this has been, I found rather fascinating, because he was sort of praised for his dignity initially, and all these things clearly are on a relative scale. And he was, by reports, absolutely dosed up to the eyeballs on dexamethasone, an artificial dignity-enhancing steroid, and anti-misogynaxazine, which is a powerful male chauvinism suppressant. I mean, absolutely dosed up. But, and his responses to the case, within the context of Trumpian behaviour, were, you know, relatively calm. They were like King Solomon calmly dividing the final sandwich of a picnic between his squabbling children. A very impressive effort from a man who is, of course, on record as overtly advocating sexual assault. But inevitably, He lapsed. As sure as night follows day, as sure as headache follows running headfirst into a concrete lamppost, as sure as shit follows food, Donald Trump lapsed. And as the old saying goes, a leopard can only wear an all-over polka dot bodysuit for so long until he rips it off and roars, Captain Spotties, back in town. And at a political rally in Mississippi, he mimicked Dr. Ford, and another extraordinary display of his trademark taunting weaselry from the Beethoven of boorishness.
I don't know. What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember.
How come every single one of his impressions sound like him? He's very bad at impressions. They all, Jeb Bush sounds like him. Hillary Clinton sounds like him. Like, he pretty much just does himself. He's a one-trick pony.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, you leave a pony in a shed and then return to the shed in a week, it's going to be absolutely horrific. Even Republicans were appalled by his latest efforts. Jeff Blake described it as kind of appalling. Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska said the president's comments mocking Dr. Ford were wholly inappropriate and, in my view, unacceptable, to which Trump responded by punching the air and shouting, yes, mission accomplished, bullseye, bang on the button, middle stump cartwheeling out of the ground. Maybe not that one. That was basically just playing directly to that core element of his right. And I guess we need to see it in the context of the political situation in America. The midterms are approaching, just what, a month or so away now. And it's very important for Trump to appeal to those key marginal voter groups like misogynists, f-quits, sexual assault fans, and general non-specific shitheads.
Also, if you remember, women are only half a vote in this country.
Oh, yeah, no, that is important to remember that, isn't it?
That's something he's kept in mind throughout this. Like, good thing women's votes only count as half a vote. Otherwise, I could possibly be in trouble. This could be a terrible mistake for my party if the math was not working in my favor.
He was asked, Hari, whether he had a message to men. And, you know, as a man, I hang on his every word. And, you know, it's very important that someone, somewhere, puts the view of middle-aged white men. And he said this. He said, it's a very scary time for young men in America when you can be guilty of something that you may not be guilty of. This is a very, very, very difficult time. Now, I mean, it's not new, of course, for men in America to be accused of something untrue. Some, for example, have been accused of being guilty of, for example, not being born in the USA and therefore being ineligible to become president. And or indeed Mexicans just being accused of being rapists collectively. So clearly it's something that Trump has done some intensive research into men being accused of something they haven't done.
Yeah, I mean, if I heard that quote out of context, I'm like, finally, a president who talks plainly about the failed criminal justice system and the fact that African Americans are imprisoned at a ridiculously high rate. But then I heard rest of it, and then I realized that we lived in the same world we lived in moments earlier.
Oh, it's a dance as old as American politics itself.
I mean, how come we... I mean, here's one... This is a basic thing, but everyone keeps calling this sexual misconduct. They keep saying Kavanaugh was accused of sexual misconduct. He's accused of attempted rape. Like, sexual misconduct, it almost sounds fun. Like, it almost sounds... It almost sounds like you were just a little naughty. You engaged in bad conduct. It sounds like, you know, if it was an S&M situation, you know, if I was a submissive and the woman was the dom, if she said, someone's been engaging in sexual misconduct, like, it just feels way too pleasant considering what he's being accused of, which, again, is attempted rape.
Yes. Yes, it's. He's not come out of it with the kind of judicial dignity you would necessarily want from someone aspiring to the position that he has been put forward for. And I guess it's hard to understand, really. Is he going to be nominated in the end? Is it going to go through, do you think?
Of course. I mean, are you kidding me? Of course. You know how this story ends.
Right.
Of course. I hate the fact that, like, the women to sexual predator ratio will be 3-2 of the Supreme Court. Women are barely edging their natural predators. Just barely.
Right, that is an extremely depressing way of putting it.
Well, that's what I do, Andy. That's the kind of comedy I engage in. You knew that when you asked me to be on this podcast. I make people sad, Andy.
But clearly the political prize for the Republicans, control of the ethical values of the Supreme Court for a generation, is way too great to allow ephemeral distractions such as ethical values to intervene. And it strikes me, Hari, that the system, the whole system for sort of filling the Supreme Court is completely baffling. It sort of tiptoes that fine line between historic democratic tradition, patently obvious legislative madness, and trainee-level totalitarianism. And we in Britain, because it's lifetime tenures, isn't it? When you get a point, you're basically there for life. And we in Britain are not necessarily a nation to lecture people about giving prominent public figures a position in perpetuity. But at least when we do it, Your Majesty, we constitutionally prevent them from actually doing anything. So the Queen is essentially just a lifetime bauble on our national Christmas tree.
I mean, in addition to the, you know, accusation of attempted rape, another reason, even though there really shouldn't be another reason why you shouldn't be on the Supreme Court if that's actually a thing that's out there, I think another reason maybe he shouldn't be on the Supreme Court is his behavior was completely out of control during the hearings, during the confirmation hearings. He was very angry. You could see his cards very clearly. And I think the biggest thing is that a judge has to come off as not partisan. And it's hard to come off as not partisan when you claim that this is all part of a conspiracy that's being orchestrated by the Clintons. There's something about that which immediately strikes you as a little odd. You know, I've never heard another judge say that this is a part of a political conspiracy by the Democrats. And also, it's obviously not a political conspiracy by the Democrats. The Democrats do not have the ability to pull that off.
Just here's basic an logistics.
Yeah. Well, also just the lack of cohesion, agreement. I'll give you an example of why I believe this. Donald Trump is president. So based on that, I don't think the Democratic Party is capable of any kind of conspiracy, considering that they lost to a reality TV star.
And also, it seems to leave your political system slightly open to manipulation, clearly. The balance of the political neutrality and the highest branch of your judicial system, it comes down to the chance of when Supreme Court judges happen to die, happen to shuffle off to bang their gavels in the great courthouse in the sky. That's a bit weird, but also it's laying down the plot for an absolutely sensational TV series about a series of politically motivated serial killers who specialise in bumping off Supreme Court justices. That is a series I want to see.
There we go. That's 250 top stories done. Tell a loved one how much you love this show. Go listen to them all again. Goodbye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.